Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We've got a very special guest joining us today. Two-time Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Year. He's a Lou Henson National Player of the Year finalist, fourth all-time on the UNI men's basketball scoring list with 1,769 points, second all-time in career threes with 266, and first all-time in free throw percentage. AJ Green, I think most of you probably were able to guess it by now when I read off all the accolades and accomplishments. AJ, thanks so much for the time today on the show. What's it like to hear those numbers read back to you and be in this moment you're in right now where you don't know what the future brings, but you know you've had what was such a great experience at UNI if it is in fact over?
Yeah, it's an honor for sure. Knowing all the amazing and great players that have played at UNI before me and the records they set, and to be up there among those names, it means a lot, and I'm very, very grateful for that. But yeah, just kind of the situation I'm in right now is a little unique, but I'm trying to make the most of it and just get better one day at a time. And as I find out information, then I'll be able to better make a decision going forward.
I know your schedule's really busy right now. You're getting into some of those NBA pre-draft workouts. What can you tell us right now? Like, give us a glimpse, AJ, if you would, about what a week in the life of AJ Green looks like at the moment.
Yeah, right now it's basically I'll wake up around 8 a.m. and eat some breakfast and then get working out at 9 and kind of basically just continuously work out on and off until like 4:30. It's just a mixture of some skill work on the court and getting shots up, doing some lifting, doing some like plyometrics and different, agility kind of stuff to keep it simple. But it's really kind of just all work out or do some work and then eat some food, work out again, eat some food, maybe play a little video games, just hang out. And so it's kind of just a whole day thing. But, I can't complain. It's nothing better. It's kind of how I want it to be, is that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you worked out for any NBA teams yet, or is that yet to come? What can you tell us about how that lays out on your calendar?
I have not yet. Those hopefully will be starting in the next week. They get going, so I haven't had anything yet, but just getting ready for those.
Have you been able to speak with anybody? And I know you went through the draft process before, but that was during the pandemic. That was all virtual. Have you been able to speak with someone that'll tell you what to expect at these workouts? I would imagine Seth Tuttle would perhaps be one of those people. What have you learned, been able to gather prior to getting into this experience, AJ?
Yeah, I've talked to Tut a lot. Obviously, he's been through quite a few of those workouts, so we worked out together, and he'd kind of take me through what it was like and what to expect within those workouts. And also, I've talked to my agent quite a bit. He's he was on the team side in the NBA, and he's been around these workouts, and he kind of told me what to expect going into it. And so I think I got a pretty good idea, and I'm feeling ready, excited for him.
Do you feel like that virtual experience you had last time when you entered your name in the draft is going to provide some value for you being able to participate, obviously, now physically in a workout? And if so, what are you taking from that specifically to help you?
It was tough. Obviously, I only had interviews virtually, and it's a little bit different, going to teams and working out in person and doing things in person. So I think it's good to have a little bit of that experience in terms of the interviews and knowing what they might be like. But I guess I'll kind of see how it all plays out and goes in terms of actually getting workouts and what that day might look like and being around the teams person. So I don't really have much to say on what that might be like. It's all new for me, and but I'm grateful that I get to, you know, have that experience this time compared to my sophomore year.
You and I guard AJ Green, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. AJ, I would have to imagine that part of your process with those pre-draft NBA workouts, they're going to ask you about your surgically repaired hips. What can you tell us about how it went for you physically this past season, playing a full season? Was there any maintenance you were doing at any point? And do you feel like now, having been that much further away, that you're hitting maybe another level of strength and agility and, you know, all the above?
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround, kind of trying to go from basically in the summer trying to get cleared to play 5-on-5 in August and then actually starting practice about a month later and then games getting going. So it was a quick turnaround, and it was tough at times. Just I always felt fine physically and never had an issue with my hips or keeping up or anything like that, but just basically trying to carry over some of the new strengths and like things that I could do just like physically, I guess, on the court, and carrying those over with my skills and trying coordinating them together is tough at times. But, you know, once we got to conference play, I felt like I hit my stride and was out there playing and feeling good. And I mean, right now, just the past month I've had training, I've continued to make more progress, and I'm feeling even better physically, just how I'm jumping around and moving, especially defensively. So I'm excited. I mean, just keep working and hopefully, you know, get the chance to show these teams some of that progress that I've made.
I want to talk to you about the transfer portal as well, because you included that in the statement that you put out there a week or two ago now. I understand that Duke is one of the teams that's reached out to you, AJ. What can you tell us about who reached out to you from Duke and what they had to say to you?
Yeah, I talked to one of their newly hired assistant coaches. I think his name Mike Schrage. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. And then I talked to Coach Shire, the new head coach, on the phone a little bit. And, you know, they just had a lot of great things to say in terms of the opportunity that I'd have there, and the role I'd get the chance to step into, and a lot of the pieces that they would have coming in around me. And obviously it is Duke, and, you know, that name holds some weight in terms of just who's been through that program before. So, I mean, those talks have been great. Starting to build that relationship with them, and I'm excited to continue and just hear more about what they have to say and what they have to offer.
Are you going to be taking a visit to campus?
I'm not sure. I would like to if I'm able to, but right now I'm more focused on just kind of the draft stuff going forward, and, you know, if I have the time that to get out there on a visit, I would like to, if it comes down to that. Yep.
And AJ, I don't want to speak for you at all here. I would just, from covering you and understanding what I do about the situation you find yourself in right now, it would seem that whether it be a Duke or a Villanova or a Gonzaga, a program that by all means is, you know, a blue blood, a brand name, constantly on national television, that could be something that if you did return to college basketball, could help boost your NBA prospects. Would it be fair to say, if we're characterizing, if it's not you and I, that's what you would be most interested in if you're going to go that route and play college basketball next year somewhere else?
It's hard to speak on that. A lot of, you know, the decision that I'm going to make is going to be based off the talks that I have with NBA teams through workouts, and, you know, what they think I need to do in terms of, you know, if it's going back to you and I or going somewhere else, and just kind of what I need to prove and the level that I need to prove it at. So it's hard to to say where I might end up if I go back or if I'm leaning towards anything, but I think I'll know in a few weeks after having some workouts and getting more of that information and feedback than what my decision may look like down the road a little bit.
I know you watch the NBA and the playoffs are going on right now, and you know our conversation, AJ, just makes me think about Jordan Poole from the Golden State Warriors, who was all G League third team, I want to say, last season, and he's been nothing short of a star this year in the league. Does an example like Jordan Poole, whenever you allow yourself to think about what the future may hold for you, does the Jordan Poole thing kind of resonate with you a little bit, seeing how things have played out for a guy like him?
Yeah, I mean, it does a little bit. And, you know, just how it's all it takes is kind of just one opportunity or one team that's all in for you and then just making the most of the chances that you do get. And I think he's definitely done that this year. As you can see, he's been killing in the playoffs and playing with a lot of confidence. So, yeah, that's kind of just what I'm looking for is just, you know, if I can just find that right team where I'd fit and be able to continue to develop and grow as a player and then, you know, kind of work my way up into hopefully someday a role that he has right now and what he's doing.
And in hearing what you've had to say, AJ, a few more minutes here with you and I guard AJ Green on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company, in hearing what you've had to say, everything's built on the NBA feedback, if I've heard you correctly, because, you know, another reason that I'm kind of reiterating here is you're seeing this phenomenon with name, image, and likeness deals right now in college basketball. Would it be safe to say, AJ, that a lucrative NIL deal, whether it be at UNI or elsewhere, wouldn't play a factor in a possible return to college basketball, or might it?
I mean, it's hard to say. It could possibly. I don't think. I kind of just see it as it's just more, you know, information, I guess, if there are opportunities to have NIL deals and do some stuff like that, then it's just good to know that and know those opportunities are there. So it comes down to choosing a school. Not that it at all is going to be based off, you know, if somebody's going to give me this sum of money or anything like that. But, I mean, that is part of it nowadays. So it's part of the decision, I guess, if that makes sense a little bit.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I definitely want to ask you, AJ, when it comes to all this training you're doing, you're working at everything, but is there anything in particular with anybody, you know, who is a mentor, is a consultant for your game, anything in particular with your game, your skills that you're focused on to prepare to play professionally, anything specific?
Yeah, a lot of it is just been things I can get better at physically because basically right now my skills on the court are limited by just what I can physically do, like in terms of moving, like how fast I can accelerate or how fast I can continue to accelerate and then take off to finish around the rim. So a lot of what I've done this spring has just been like trying to tie skills and then things off the court that I'm working on together, if that makes any sense. And I mean, in terms of just like skill stuff, strictly a lot of it is just continuing to be able to make shots and kind of push myself and like the speed in which I might like take those shots or get into those shots and really challenge myself that way. And then, I mean, cause I know if I'm end up in wherever at the next level, this next year, I'm not most likely not going to have the same role that I had at UNI with what I did there. So it's just going to be, how can I work on things and excel in the role that I would have and then building off of that role kind of. So the skill stuff has become really more just specific and kind of locked in on certain things that will just ultimately kind of help me get to where I need to get to or advance my game kind of.
AJ, thanks so much for your time today and for answering all the questions. I know there's a lot of Panther fans out there listening that are really appreciative of being able to hear from you. And best of luck, best of health going forward with everything. And looking forward to seeing however it plays out for you. Someone's going to be lucky to have you, whether it's back at UNI or wherever, you know, in the NBA, G League, whatever it might be. And, hey, before I let you go, I know you got an NBA Finals favorite. I know you watch the league a lot, and you know I'm an NBA guy, too. I don't think my Bulls are going to get it done against the Bucks. But who's your favorite right now to win the Finals?
I would like to see the Suns or the Warriors make a run for it this year. I enjoy, you know, watching those teams, some guys on those teams. So, I think it'd be fun to see them get back there.
I think Warriors Celtics. I think that's my pick right now. Celtics defense looks great.
I'm with you on that. I think that's a fair bet for sure.
All right, AJ, I'll let you go. Thanks again, and tell your dad next time you see him I said hello.
Yeah, 100%. I appreciate it, Cole.
Hey, appreciate
it. Thank you for all the support, too.
Yeah, appreciate it, AJ, very much. Take care, man.
Yep, you too. We'll see you.
AJ Green, kind enough to join us on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company.